good to be here this morning in Elkton, Virginia. My first time to be here, and I don't know many of you, but I know the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I tell you what I know about that peace.
Go ahead.
Singing a while ago, there's only real peace in Jesus Christ.
That's it.
We're living in a world like we've never been in before. Facing things like we've never faced before. But I tell you what, there can be a deep-seated peace. Anybody relating to what I'm saying? Praise God, I felt that. Hallelujah. Been through a few things in my life. It had not been for the peace of Christ. My Lord, I wouldn't have made it, but thank God for him. I'd like to say thanks to all you and the invitation, the confidence, the goodies in the room, and just accommodations, hospitality already, good place to stay. And your pastor, we love and appreciate him and his family. And they're doing a good job and love the Lord and wholeness people. And I still believe it takes wholeness to make it. Maybe I need to say that again. I said, I still know it takes holiness to make it. Praise God. And I'd like to say that I didn't come to be seen or to see, but I come to have revival. Let's have revival. What do you say? I want to have revival. Praise God forevermore. We need revival. The church needs reviving. The backslider needs to come back. The sinner needs to come. Hallelujah. We need a move of God. Now, I'm going to bare my heart. I'm going to preach just like if I was at home. Preach like I feel like the Lord laid on my heart. I want you to turn in the book of Hebrews chapter 2. And I'm not much for just pilling around. If you want to know the truth, I just praise God. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Then we're going to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 14. We're going to read two verses over there. And just bear what I feel like the Lord laid on my heart. You know, the first time here, never been here, don't know anything whatsoever. Hey, that's a good place to be, because then you just depend on the Lord and trust God to lead and guide you as to what he'd want you to say. Praise God. Now, that's just the way I feel. I was praying coming down the road here, and I've been busy up to my eyeballs. I mean, I got more stuff to do at home. If I had any excuse ever in my life to counsel something, it would have been this. But I felt something down in my heart kept pulling me and tugging me and said, if there's any way to get there, get there. I was praying and a coming. I looked at my wife. I said, what in the world am I going there for? They don't need me. But I tell you what, but we do need the moving of the Holy Ghost, and we do need the power of God to come among us and meet our need. Hallelujah. So I was praying, and the Lord just dropped this on my heart, and I can't get away from it, so maybe I ain't supposed to. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now let's go to Isaiah
chapter 5, I believe it is,
and verse 14. The Bible said, therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Let's go to the 14th chapter and the 9th verse. And the Bible said, hail from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation. Get that first part. Hail from beneath this move for thee to meet thee at thy coming. I know you've already prayed, but would you stretch your hand to heaven? Pray one more time. Lord God, we need you.
Hide me behind the cross, but everybody needs to see you. Oh, God, touch us today. Anoint your word, move in the altar. Draw somebody to you. Hallelujah. And let this homecoming Sunday morning, the 23rd anniversary, be a memorial in somebody's heart and life for the rest of their life. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Ask it in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. I want to try to preach to you this morning and get, I know that, I'm in a bad situation here. I can tell there's a pile of food down there. And it's been a lot of preparation. And I know we got to get there. But I believe the Lord's got something for us before we get there, don't you? I want to preach on the slippery slope to hell. I feel that. I know it may not be a homecoming sermon, but this is what God's laid on my heart. Did you know the way to hell is a slippery slope? He said, lest at any time we should let them slip. Lest at any time we should slip. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Give the more earnest. Give the more serious. Give the more intense. The more earnest heed. The more earnest attention. Careful attention. Meaning pay close attention to. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. The things which we have heard. Things we've heard. What have we heard? The gospel we've heard. The Savior Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. The sufferings of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Repenting and confessing of our sins. And believing in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead that we could be saved. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Therefore ought we to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Watch this, lest, for fear that at any time, for fear that at any moment, any minute, any hour of any day or any night, we should let them slip. We, you, I, anybody, everyone should let them slip. Let what slip? Let Christ slip. Let the cross slip. Let the blood slip. Let forgiveness slip. Let the cleansing of salvation slip. Let eternal salvation, amen, slip. I don't know about you, but I don't want to let the precious salvation of my soul slip right out of my hands, slip right out of my grip, and slip my way into a devil's hell. I want to tell you, my friend, we better hear, we better pay heed, we better pay attention to the blood, to the sacrifice that was given, and to the wooing of the Holy Ghost. In other words, when we get it summed up, this is what we got. Therefore, we ought to give the most serious attention to the gospel of Jesus Christ and his saving blood, that only which can give us eternal life, lest fearing at any moment of any time we should slip into hell. I feel this. I tried to get something else, and I was going that way, but I woke up this morning, and God pulled it on my heart. Hallelujah. You know what? People don't run, jump into hell. People don't tear off and say, I want to go to hell. They don't just get up one morning and say, I'm going to run, jump off the cliff and dive into hell. You know how there is literally thousands and possibly millions in hell today over the centuries of time. It's because they kept fooling around and messing around and slipping and sliding on the slope. Hallelujah, sin. Let me tell you, sin is not level ground. Amen. The life of sin is walking on a slope, and it ain't a dry slope. It ain't good footing. It's a slippery slope. And I want to tell you, my friend, everybody's in hell. It's because they lived that sinful life and they wouldn't turn from it until one day or one night in a moment's time they slipped off the edge and they slipped down and they plunged into hell. Slipping is losing your grip, sliding slowly, a little at a time, slipping over the edge. I want you to notice, first of all, the gradual slope. a slope, a downward inclination, a downward incline. Did you know that sin in the life of sin, it's like living in a pit. And every round we go, it takes us a little bit lower and a little bit lower. And we're living on the edge and we're living on the brink. And there's a bottomless pit in the center. And at any given time, we slip off of that edge and we plunge down, 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 down. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, the devil, amen's got one goal, and that is to keep somebody. I know you look good today. I don't know who's lost, who's saved, who's backsliding, who's cold, who's hot, but I know God put in my heart there's a slippery slope to hell. I want to tell you, my friend, the devil's trying to get you, amen, to stay on that edge until he slips you right into hell. I was a boy, 8 years old. I went squirrel hunting my first time in my life by myself. I'd hear that old squirrel barking, and I'd slip from tree to tree, and I'd go here and there. I'd take my time. The next thing you know, I'd slip out behind a tree, and I'd pull a trigger, and he'd slip off the limb. I want to tell you, my friend, you stay with sin too long. It's a gradual slope. It may not come overnight, and it won't, but it's a coming. You can't live in sin forever. You can't stay there from now on and make it. Let me tell you, my friend, amen, Jesus died to get you off that slope and to get you off that gradual incline. I'm telling you, there's two slipping. I read to you in Isaiah, amen, that hell is coming to meet you. Hell is slipping upon you. Hallelujah. And then I read to you where you're slipping upon hell. Amen. The two is coming to meet each other. I don't want to go to hell. I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind. I'm not going to go to hell, and I don't have to by the grace of Jesus Christ. Hell's slipping toward you, and the sinner is slipping toward hell. Listen to me. Every sermon that you preach on the blood of Jesus, that you preach toward that wayward soul, and they refuse it, and they reject it, they're slipping a little bit further down the slope. Every time the song is sang of the blood of Jesus Christ, come on now, and sing about the cross. Anybody helping me? Singing about victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you're fasting and praying. I believe you. What better way to be to somebody get saved today? Somebody renew their amen, their position in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, my friend, every time the Holy Ghost deals with you, every time the Holy Ghost nudges you, every time the Holy Ghost woos you, and you reject it, you're sliding a little bit further, and a little bit further, and a little bit further. There's a man last Sunday morning, backslider, a preacher in the area for years, Brother Nathan, and he came to church, and you know what he done? He finally came and prayed, but he stood up Thursday night, and crying a tear down his face, hallelujah, and he said, hey, I can't only talk for crying. He said, there used to be God was pounding on my heart, and I would rattle the door to my heart, but he said, I barely felt a light knock. Amen. I feel like I was on the brink of sliding into hell. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, you keep a going, and you keep a running, and you keep a ducking, and you keep a dodging on that slippery slope, and you're going to do it one too many times, and you're going to slip off the edge, and you're going to fall and fall and fall and fall. Would somebody raise your hands and pray God would move in the house today and touch somebody? Notice with me the weight of the burden. The old timers called it the burden of sin, meaning the load of sin, the weight of sin. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. The weight, the sin. Sin is a weight. Are you helping me preach? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, Amen. Have you ever tried to climb up a slippery, Brother Allen? You want, I know. Hallelujah. I've got to learn the rest of them. Hallelujah. Climbing up that. You ever tried to climb up a wet, slicky, muddy? I don't know how the dirt is here, but back home, we got that prayer mud. We got that red mud. We got that clay mud. And if you try to go up it, it's hard enough trying to go by yourself. But when you get a load and you get that weight on you and you try to go up it, amen, it's just about impossible. And that's exactly what's going on now. Amen. The devil keeps stacking this in and this in, and it keeps adding to it, and it keeps getting bigger, and it keeps getting greater. Is anybody helping me preach? Hallelujah. And oh, the devil knows that you're walking on that slope, and you're slipping and you're sliding, and you're trying to stay out of hell, but he's stacking the weights on you. He's stacking the sins on you. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get you to slip off. I said he's trying to get you to slip off. He's trying to get you to fall off the edge and to fall into hell. Oh my goodness. Amen. I'm going to get to it a little later, but I'm having trouble not getting ahead of myself. But I want to tell you, Jesus Christ don't want you to slip off. He'd like to pull you up. He'd like to pull you out. He'd like to bring you through. He'd like to lift you off. He'd like to take you off of that cliff today. But somebody shout glory. Not just the weight of the burden, but my friend, it's the way to the bottom. Yeah, it is. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Listen to me. The dissatisfaction in his life, the degradation in his life, the deterioration in his life. He was fallen and he was friendless. He was moneyless and he was miserable. Nothing was right for him. Everything had gone wrong for him in this life. Amen. I don't care if they got a bank full of money. You hang on to sin long enough and you coming down. I tell you, I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a lay member. I don't care if you live in a box in an alley. I don't care if you live a mansion on a hill. Amen. If you live sin and you hold a sin and you hug sin and you lay with sin and you go with sin. Amen. There's a all are coming. Amen. You're going down. You'll go down in this life. But there's a life after this. And you're going to go to the bottom in it. It's a bottomless pit. It's all the way down. It's fall, 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 fall. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I don't want to fall. Amen. And eat with a husk of the swine in this life. And I don't want to go to hell when this life is over. But I'm telling you, amen, sin is a gradual slope that'll take you down. It's took better men than me and you. I remind myself quite often, preacher's greater than me. It took them down. I don't care who you are and what your name is, your position or your fame. You cannot live in sin without paying the ultimate price of sin. Amen. This may not be what you wanted, but this is what God gave me. Amen. Shun sin. Run from sin. Get away from sin. Turn your back on it. Repent. Leave it. Run for your life. Gradual slope, the grievous sin. Sin's ruined angels and men. Sin, the most terrible fact in human history, has caused every tear of sorrow, every sigh of grief, every pang of agony. Sin is a stoker that feeds the hot fires of passion, has withered everything that's fair. Sin blackened in human history from Eden to this present day, has blasted everything that's good, made bitter everything that's sweet. Sin is habitat. Everywhere it's dried up every spring of comfort. Sin with a geography which cannot be changed has rolled a tide of sorrow far and wide. Sin as a corrupting corrosion strikes a root deep into the center of the soul, generating therein a worm which shall never die.
killing there in a fire never to be quenched. Sin, a loathsome disease, spreads death over the whole moral man. Sin, terrible as a tornado, darkens the understanding and hardens the heart. Sin, all salad as poison, scars the conscience and makes rebellious the will. Sin, the weaver of all shrouds and the maker of all coffins of men and the digger of all earth's graves. My friend, I want you to notice the severity of sin, meaning the harshness, the violentness, the seriousness, the extreme treatment and measure of sin. For the Bible said, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. I want to tell you, when sin gets done, amen, you will die the death, not of the righteous, but the unrighteous. You say, it won't get me. I want to tell you, it got Cain. It got Saul, and he disobeyed God. It got David. It got Absalom. It got Samson and Judas and Legion and Esau. I want to know today, I was a praying this morning, and I wrote this down. Amen. What's got you? Amen. What's got a hold of you? What are you in love with? What are you entangled with? Amen. What takes up your affections? What takes up your mind? Where are you putting your time? Amen. Where is your heart? Would somebody help me preach? I want to tell you, say, but preacher, it's just a small thing. Yeah, well, there ain't no small sin. And any sin will take you to hell. And if it'll take you to hell, it's a big thing. I said it's a big thing. I said it's a big thing. I don't care what it is. If it displeases God, it's a big thing. Because if it's sin, amen, I want to tell you, I don't care what the religious world says today in this society we live in. Amen, sin ain't going to heaven. You can't sin every day and live like the devil and go to the movies, the skating rinks, the honky-tonks and everything else and go to heaven. You ain't going to watch that mustard one-eyed devil in your living room and bedroom neither and make it to heaven. It's full of sin. I said it's full of sin. I didn't know I was going to say it, but I did. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, sin will take you to hell.
I have had my will, tasted every pleasure. I have drunk my fill of the purple measure. It has lost its zest. Sorrow is now my guest. Oh, the leaves are bitter, bitter. Give me rest. Love once filled my bowl, running over with blisses. Made my every soul drunk with crimson kisses. But I drank it dry. Love has now passed me by. Oh, the leaves are bitter, bitter. And now I must die. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I've bared more people, Brother Sly, than figured you out. And I've bared more people in my whole ministry of 20-something years in the last 2 years than I want to ever have to do in the rest of my ministry. Some was good, but some I wake up in the middle of the night now and I cry. I got up this morning and I looked at my wife and I broke down. She looked at me like, what's wrong with you? And I called one name. I said, it didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. It didn't have to be that way. He had chance after chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity. He promised me over and over again, sitting in his house, reading the Bible, praying with him, I'm going to get it straight. I'm going to do it. But my friend, he lived on that slippery slope too long. And one night in the middle of the night, oh yeah, I said one night in the middle of the night, drunk, I mean out of his head, on prescription drugs, a man that had been in the house of God, the man that tasted and touched and handled the things of God, that knew the power of God, that knew the presence of God. Oh, but let me tell you, I begged him. His wife begged him. We pleaded with him. We cried with him. We prayed with him. And the night that he slipped off the edge in that terrible state, his wife found his Bible open and a tract laying by on the nightstand on his side of the bed. And it was talking about the devil bringing drugs to a young man, telling him it won't hurt him. And then finally, you know, lead him on until he took his own life. I want to tell you, he read the tract and then he went in the living room and sat in a recliner and fulfilled the track. I want to tell you, my friend, amen,
been living on that slippery slope year after year after year. It's a gradual thing, but it's a grievous thing. Hallelujah, it'll catch you. I feel like telling somebody today, you're walking on a slippery edge. You're walking on a slippery slope. You may not see it like I see it, but I see it through the Spirit's eye today. And I'm crying to you, get down, come down, get off. Amen. Cry out to God. Don't stay living on that slope.
Not just the severity of sin, but notice the suction of sin. Oh, bear with me, I'm going to preach this out. He brought me up also. Excuse me. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Get this, that miry clay, that's sticky, that's wet, that's slimy. It's mud in the bottom. And you know what? I believe as the Lord gave this to me, he was trying to tell me it's a suction down in that pit. Oh yeah, you want to get up, you want to get out, you want to climb out, but it's got such a hold on you, it's got such a bind on you, it's got you so bound, it's got you so fettered. Amen. My dad is a gardener big time. We ain't talking about a little garden, we talking about 2 or 3 acres of everything you can think of. But you know what? We was in it a couple of 3 years ago, and my wife had on some kind of shoes, and it had rained, and then peas was ready to get, and we didn't want to lose them. We got out there, every time she's picking her feet up, and the shoes was in the mud, and the feet was coming out. You know what it was? The suction was stronger than the pull down, was stronger than the pull up. You know what? Amen. This suction of sin, it'll do more than strip your shoes off. It'll do more than strip your clothes off. It'll strip you of a sound mind. It'll strip you of sound reason. It'll strip you of common sense. Anybody knows they don't want to go to hell. And everybody knows you got to come the way of the cross. Amen. To that bleeding Savior. Amen. To get out. But there's something about that suction down. It keeps pulling you down. But I tell you what, I waded out in that garden and I got my white shoes out of that mud. And I come alongside her and I said, honey, we're coming out of here. I want to tell you today, you may not can get out, but I know somebody that can get you out. You may be stuck and you can't get out. But I said, I know somebody. I said, I know somebody. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's here today to get you up and to get you out and to take you out of the muck and the mire of sin. The gradual slope, the grievous sin. There's a song, how many knows it, said he reached way down. Way down. Anybody been here? Anybody here that he's reached way down? Let me see your hand. You believe you still reach way down? You believe he's here today to reach way down? Or you believe he's here right now to reach way down? I do. I felt him in the opening of this service. Listen to me, my friend. I don't care what sin it is. I do care, but you understand. I don't care the kind, the longevity of it. The power of the cross is stronger than the power of sin. That's right. If it hadn't have been, this church wouldn't be here, and you wouldn't be here. But it's all because of the power of the Savior. How many knows Brother Dominic P. Morano? You ought to know him in this area. He knows about everybody around here. I can't get over his story. He come in there, short pants, shirt tail hanging out, big old beard. He come in there, ponytail hair. He come in there smoking. He come in there with marks all in his arms of drugs. He come in there with a long neck ball, and he come into that teen challenge, and he said he come in kicking chairs. And you do anything for me? You talk about Jesus? Can you do anything for me? I mean, just a rebel kicking around. They got him settled down. They fed him a meal, clothed him. But the deal is, you got to hear about Jesus. So he sat down and took his turn at that, and they preached Jesus Christ and the cross. He said, the next thing you know, I knelt down in a
bottom of that chair, and I began to weep and cry and talk to God. He said, and I felt the Lord come touch me like I ain't never felt before in my life. And then he said, they went and put me to bed. I woke up the next morning. He said, I never had a desire for another shot in the arm. I never had another desire for this. I never had another desire from that. I went and got on me some clothes, and you know the story. He's a missionary and a minister right now. You know how it happened? It's because of the glorious Savior. He was on the slope, and he was slipping, and he was sliding. In fact, right here on this interstate, what is this interstate coming up? 81. I was riding with him one day, and he broke down, and he was telling his story. He looked out to wind and cried and cried before he'd even look back at me. He said, the only difference in me and some is God took me off the slope before I lost my brain, and I fried it. I got friends that he saved, but they ain't got their full mind. I want to tell you today, my friend, amen, he's the same Savior this morning as he was then. You may not be that far, but it don't matter. I done told you, sin is sin, but I tell you that the Savior. And in 2014, on May the 4th, amen, Jesus Christ would like to save your soul. He'd like to redeem you. He'd like to make you whole. Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Let me tell you, my friend, the faithful one's here. All you got to do is confess. He is just. He is faithful to do what? To forgive you and to cleanse you and to make you whole. Hallelujah. Amen. He pulled me out of the pit. Said he inclined unto me and heard my cry and brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. How many remembers being hanging on the side of that horrible pit and that miry clay, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding? I remember being there, raised from a cradle, brought to the Holiness Church. But I remember, I won't never smoke, but slipping and sliding. I remember putting one between my lips. I ain't proud of it. I shouldn't be telling it today. I hardly ever said it. And I struck that match. Oh, yeah. I remember cussing like a sailor raised in a Holiness home. I remember that slipping and sliding. I remember the first time I slipped and slid and I couldn't get out, and I said I wasn't going to do it again. I can't believe I'm telling this. And I went off with the wrong crowd for the first time, and I got something in the bottle, amen, stole from the local store I shouldn't have got, and they took me around the bleachers at the football field, and we was mixing the vodka with the coke, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, done things I couldn't believe. I couldn't believe it myself. My heathen cousin never been in the house of God. They came to me one day and said, I can't believe what you're doing. We don't even do that. What was it? I got on that slippery slope and I just couldn't seem to get off of it. And let me tell you, my friend, you ain't gonna get off of it by yourself, but there's a glorious Savior, amen, that come today to lift you up by the power of the grace and the mercy of a long-suffering God and take you off the side and put your feet on a solid rock. Amen. He pull you up and he put you on a path. He pulled you out of pit and he put you on a path. He wants to put you on the path to glory. He wants to put you on the path to heaven. He wants to put you on the straight and the narrow way. He wants to put you on the King's highway. He wants to put you on the holy way, the way above every way, the way above every way, the way to glory. If you want to make it to the pearly gate, just turn to the right and keep it going straight. I said go right, go straight, and you can make it to glory. You can make it to heaven. I want to make it, don't you? Amen. If you're here today and you're lost and you're on the slippery slope, you can be redeemed by Jesus. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He took me off the slippery slope of hell and put me on the solid straight way to heaven, out of the pit of sin and death and hell, out of the path, on the path of salvation, life in heaven. I don't know who does your playing thing. invitation, but I was going to tell you to have them ready. Listen, I ain't done, but I'm trying to be done. I don't want to hold you too long. You leave your mind off what the Lord's wanting to do and get it down in that fellowship hall. Somebody here today needs more than turkey and ham. I was praying some time ago. And I was praying late one night in the sanctuary back home. I'll never get it long as I live. This ain't what somebody else heard, what somebody else saw. This is what I saw. This is what I heard. I was praying. And I saw as though it was a vision with a fly, a rope. I couldn't see yonder end, but it was hanging inside that sanctuary. And ever so often there'd be knots tied in. And I said, God, you're trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? He said, I'll tell you what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that is the rope that the sinners are living on. I said, well, God, what about all these knots? Look like it'd be 1 2 foot apart. 1 3 foot, 1 5 6. I said, what about the knots? He said, that's just the places on the rope of my love and of my mercy and of my grace. That's the places on the rope where the preacher preaches. I know I ain't doing good, but like he's trying to preach this morning. I know your good pastor could do better, but you got me today. And I don't think nobody'd have much more of a heart than I got right now for it. So I started crying for lost souls and backsliders. I began to weep and wail. And I got kind of beside myself. Saying, oh God, oh God. And a little bit I saw it again. And this time I saw no knots. I couldn't see high up. I could just see the bottom part. It was a little frazzled on the end. And it was dangling. I said, Lord, what now? There's got to be more to the story. Some of the most saddest words I've ever heard in my life. I'll never get it as long as I live. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart and said, one just slipped off and went into hell. I don't know where you at on that rope today. I don't know what knot you hanging on. I don't know if you sliding down between one to a next one. I hope there is a next one. I hope there is another one. I hope there is one more. I hope this ain't the final one. Because I want to tell you something, my friend. I didn't tie it, but the Holy Ghost tied a knot in your rope today. Hallelujah. He tied a knot in your rope today. You can receive him right there, or you can take a chance and hope for another one before you slip right off. Sam Sullivan, 29 years old, 2 weeks ago, Butler, Alabama, Georgia Pacific paper mill. Robust life. Wife and 2 kids, 3-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter. Had the world in front of him. Loved by everybody. Don't know if he had an enemy. Come down off a ladder. Suited up with a harness. Turned and made a step. And that plywood board over that hole in that 45-foot pole. Long pipe into that pit of chemicals. That's part of the treatment. To make that paper that dissolves the wood chips. Screaming going down. 3 to 5 seconds max and he's in eternity. Slipping. Sliding. Hanging. Holding. And all at once, Come.
Carl Steinson had a humongous attraction for volcanoes. And I believe it was St. Helen, ever which one it was, something Helen. I could read it. It's right there in my notes. And they had it barricaded and they said, don't go no further. That's what I've been screaming today. Don't you go no further. Don't you go no further. Don't you fight that slippery slope no longer. He break through all the warnings and all the restraints and all the advice. He ran and he hung over the edge. And he was so fascinated. I forgot the story. The Lord brought it to me this morning. I jumped up out of the chair and said, thank God. The Lord said, ask you, what's your attraction? What's got your affection? What are you in love with more than you in love with Jesus Christ? And this good wholeness way to heaven. That's the thing you got to turn loose of today. That's the thing that's got you on this slippery slope to hell. But as he looked over, there come a rumbling, there come a tumbling, there come a growling, and then there come a trembling. And the next thing you know, the tremor shook him and he fell. He slipped off the slope. But he hung on a ledge. Luckily, blessedly. And he started screaming and yelling for help. And he heard one voice. Said, I told you. I warned you. I told you not to do that. I told you that would happen to you. Hanging down for his life. He said, would you please forgive me? Help me out. And I promise you, I will never do it again. They came with a rescue team and they got him out by the skin of his teeth. Then down my mind, he thought, I'll just look over and I'm going to enjoy this. I've been wanting to do this. You may be here today and you're working toward doing something that your fleshly desires and appetites and affections is saying, I'm going to love, I'm going to love. But I come to tell you, right in the middle of it is a pit that you're going to fall into. Lift your hand and ask the Lord to help you. Jesus, move today in this house. Do what I can't do. Say what I can't say. Go where I can't go. Knock like I can't knock. Oh, deal like I can't deal. Reason like I can't reason. In convincing hearts and lives today. I don't care if they're 99 or they're 9. Oh, God, I don't want nobody to go to hell. And I know what you spoke to my heart. I don't know these people. I don't know anything whatsoever about them. But, Lord, I believe you laid this on my heart because there's at least one somebody that's here today that's living and walking on the slippery slope to hell. God, that's the bad part. But the good part is you, the glorious Savior, has come to lift him up and to lift him out and set their feet on a solid rock, establish their goings in you. Take them to glory. Stand all over the house, please. Head bowed, nobody looking around. I preach my heart to you. What did Ralph Harley say Thursday night? He said, I barely got back in. Said, I used to hear the door rattle when God knocked on it, but I barely heard a little tap. And he said, I barely got back in. You may be here today and you don't feel that bold, loud knocking.
like you used to. But my friend, if you hear the lightest tap, if you hear the lightest tap, respond today. Come today. Don't reason with the devil. Reason with God. Reason with the Lord Jesus Christ. Reason with that precious blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Oh, God. Nobody looking to anybody. Slip your hand up and right back down and say, preacher, pray for me that I can get off that slippery slope to hell. Up and right back down. Preacher, pray for me. I can get off that slippery slope to hell. I'm slipping and sliding. I say I ain't gonna do it again, but I do it again. I say I'm not going there again, but I go again. What is it? I'm slipping and I'm sliding and I'm on the slope. And one slide too many, I may not catch. I may fall off the edge and fall. Sing soft if you got a song. I feel like trying a minute or two. Are you praying, church? I have a praying church. Are you here today? You're not where you need to be. Are you here today and you're not really exactly where you want to be? Not, listen to what I'm saying, not just where you know you ought to be, but not even where you want to be. There's something deep down inside of you. Sin, I don't want to live the rest of my life on this slippery slope that I'm living on. Because I know, as the psalmist David said, I'm one step away from death. In the middle of youth camp last year, on a Wednesday night with a young man, 22 years old, trying to get to youth camp, car wreck and went out to eternity to snap of your finger. 9 months before that, this boy went to my church, 23-year-old boy, crossing a railroad track to hurry and get ready to come to church. The train hits him, and I get a call on Thursday evening, church night, gone into eternity. I just buried a 49-year-old lady, smoked cigarettes all her life, knew better. She died with lung cancer. Thank God I feel like she made it. But she screamed going down the road at everybody she saw smoking and said, don't do that, don't do that. I've done it and look what I'm doing and the price I'm paying. It don't have to be cigarettes. It could be something that really the devil's convinced you is small and minute. But the Holy Ghost has come here today and put it in its right perspective. And it don't look quite as small this morning. You know why? It's under the magnifying glass of the Holy Ghost. Would you, anybody lift your hand up right back down. Preacher, pray for me. Thank you, I see that hand. God sees that hand. Anybody else? Just slip it up right back down. Up and right back down. I want off this. I want to take care of this. I'm not where I want to be when the Lord comes. I'm not where I want to be if he calls my number to die. Anybody, slip your hand up right back down. I see that hand. God saw it. Anybody else? Honest hearts. Honest hearts. You're so kind to be so honest. And the honest hearts is the one that God can help. Yes, God sees that hand. Anybody else? Yes, that hand. Oh, anybody else? Be honest with God today. You know you need to make a change. You know you need to make a change in your life. You know that all you can do is come to him. My friend, if you'll come to him, he'll do the rest. He'll make that change in your life, that change in your heart. I'm going to ask you one more time. I believe it's somebody else. Slip your hand up right back down. God, you know that I'm not ready. I'd like to change something in my life. I see another hand. God sees them hands. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord. As our sister sings a little bit more, I want to know today. I was talking to a backslider coming the road here, talking to him about his soul back home. He said, Pastor, I got to get right. I got to get back.
He said, I know when I come, you're going to preach the truth to me. I know I got to make that walk, and that first step is absolutely the hardest one. He said, if I can get past that first one, the rest of them will get easier. I'd like to pass that on from a backslider to you today. That first one is the hardest one, but then it gets easier, and it gets easier. Would you make up your mind today, for the sake of your soul, that you're going to come to this altar? You're going to come to Calvary. Would you step out? Would you step out? You're among people that love you. You're among people that care for you. You're among people that fast for you. You're among people that pray for you. You're among loving hands. You're among helping hands. You're among those that'll get along beside you and help you get there. Hallelujah to God. Would you step out? I feel it. I see it. I hear it. You want to, but you're in a fight. We all have been. You're in a struggle to do it, not to do it. You know Jesus ain't telling you not to do it. He's telling you to do it. Would you step out? Would you step out? Oh, it wouldn't be the first time nobody come and I preach like this, but I tell you, it sure be good. Thank you, sis, for stepping out, making it a little easy for somebody else. Would you come? Would you come? Give me two or three. I'm going to do it like I do back home. Give me two or three at least to pray with this lady. And somebody else come. If you don't want to come by yourself, take somebody by the hand and say, would you go with me? You know God's dealing with you. You know God's touching you. You know God's pulling at you. You know God spoke to you. You know, you know, you know, you know, you know. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You that raise your hands, come on. Some of them that raised their hands have come, but there's others that hadn't. Would you come?
Sin will cost you far more than you want.
It's not my voice you're hearing. Altogether, it's the voice of Christ. It's the voice of God. It's the voice of the Savior. All right, all of you gather around. You that hadn't come, come on, we got room for all of you. Is everything right? Is everything where it's supposed to be? If you got everything just like you know it needs to be? Have you got total peace with God? Let the Lord speak to you. Let the Holy Ghost speak to you today.
Not knowing the heartache a sinner must pay.
Oh God.
Oh, but God in His mercy.
Oh God.
Has let me return. Oh, to share with His children.
Sin
will keep you longer.
Oh, God. Don't take a chance on your soul. Don't take a chance on your soul.
Sin will cost you far more.
Don't take a chance on your soul.
You want to pay.
Make sure today. Make sure. Make sure. Make absolutely positively sure. That everything is right.
Oh,
everything is ready. Everything's in place. The house is in order. The heart is right. All the hands are clean. The heart is pure. The house is holy. Oh, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh.
Thank you.